Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today in our fabulous Stories of Hope. So our first guest today is Karen Bashford. She's known as the Manifesting Lady. We definitely want to talk to her. Karen is on a mission to stop abuse and trauma from being passed on to future generations. At 50, Karen realized her parents had never told her they loved her or hugged her. It was normal as far as she was concerned, but it explained why she had attracted to abusive relationships. You seek the kind of love you know. When she finally divorced her husband, Karen lacked confidence and was emotionally exhausted with no money or work and had a life-threatening illness. Her quest to understand why she had two abusive relationships and experienced a life-threatening disease led her to seek answers. In finding the answers, Karen now uses her knowledge and wisdom as a psychic, soul healer, hypnotherapist, and NLP practitioner to help other women heal from chronic pain and disease, to manifest the life that they love using a proven system she wrote about in her book on how to be imperfectly perfect, a practical spiritual guide to becoming you. Welcome to the show today, Karen Bashford.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, my goodness, that must have been a really pivotal point in your life at the age of 50 to realize. We were talking about it in the green room, and you said something. I want you to bring that back, because you said something like what hadn't occurred to you.
Well, I obviously had two abusive relationships. And what was so amazing about them is I hadn't realized why I did until that pivotal moment when a coach asked me, what would I truly love in my life? And I simply turned around and said, without any thought at all, to hear my parents tell me they love me and to actually physically feel them hug me. Mm-hmm. And it was this moment of, oh, that explains a lot. It was so normal not to be told. And yet I spoke to my friends. I told them I loved them. I'm the biggest hugger in the world. And yet I didn't question that my parents had never told me. Huh. It was a real eye-opener, I can assure you.
So you were giving out the love and the hugs. That was natural for you. Mm-hmm. But it seemed that there was still unresolved trauma and love towards your inner child. Mm-hmm. That has never received it. And so that's what came up. The other thing I like about your story is you did start taking all of the holistic ways of healing, the holistic practices that you can do to heal the self, to heal the soul. And you also had a life-threatening illness. And are you good today?
Yes. Unfortunately, that life-threatening illness is something you usually get when you're 4 years old. I actually got it when I was 40. And it was the consequences of not realizing, I wouldn't say I didn't realize, I chose to ignore what my body was trying to tell me. Get out of your relationship. And I was under the hospital, and I don't. My body has a habit of reacting to drugs.
Oh.
It just doesn't like having drugs put in it. And unfortunately, the only way that they could really treat the autoimmune disease was to either give me chemotherapy, or the first option was to give me antibiotics.
Okay.
And so I said, okay, let's just try the antibiotics. Let's see what happens. Hmm. And I reacted. Severely reacted.
You did?
Yes.
To the antibiotic, what happened?
By the end of a week, I was actually crying my eyes out all the time. I had a massive rash. I couldn't eat food. My mother simply said, I don't recognize you. I really don't recognize you. I'd gone from a happy, you know, go-lucky person to this person who was literally basically curled up in a ball and not knowing what to do. I'd lost all my confidence. I felt awful. I was feeling sick. It was horrendous. And it transpired. Not only could I not take the tablets, but the doctor had actually over-prescribed them. So instead of giving me 200, she gave me 800.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So it was 800 milligrams a day instead of 200. So my body literally went into overdrive. So it was a case of, thanks very much. I think I'll deal with this myself. Because I just couldn't face any more problems. I just could not deal with it.
Yeah.
So I began to work out things that I could do for myself. I did a lot of aromatherapy, reflexology, homeopathics. I tried everything and anything that was natural.
And so that worked.
And that worked. I have now been clear of the disease for probably 25 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You have totally activated your own self-healing abilities, mm-hmm. which, you know, our physical bodies are able to self-regenerate and self-heal given the right environment.
Yes.
And you provided that for yourself, which is a huge piece. So when you were going through that illness, when you were going through that, you know, with the antibiotics and everything, were you in a relationship? Were you married at that time? Or what? Where was that in relationship to everything?
The disease itself came about because I'd chosen to ignore not to divorce my husband. And when I finally did, my body kicked off because it was like, oh, I can relax now. And that's how the body works. It once it's released the stress levels, it will start to heal itself, but we always get worse before we can get better. Unfortunately, at the time, I'd also stepped into my second relationship, which was even more abusive. This one involved physical violence and physical threats, whereas the other one, my marriage, was actually just emotional abuse.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, honestly, sometimes, you know, it's hard to measure which one is worse, emotional abuse, because emotional abuse, you can't really see it on the outside like you can the physical abuse. It's hard to know which one is worse. I sometimes feel like emotional abuse is more damaging because...
Oh, I'd agree.
Right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's more damaging because the physical can heal, you know, and you can see it by looking in the mirror mm-hmm. that, oh, I've been hurt physically here. And then make changes, right? But the emotional abuse that happens on the inside, whoa, that one you can't see.
You definitely can't.
Right. So now you are a self-healing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And you are free from these two abusive relationships that you attracted into your life so that you can have greater love for yourself. You had to stand up, right? And love the self and say no to the abuse and the trauma and say yes to you.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you have that, you're helping other women. So yes. I love these kinds of stories because it's when we give our gifts back, the gifts that, you know, through the trauma, through the trials, the challenges that we've had and that we've had to endure, and then we give it back to help other people. Tell us about how people can get in contact with you, what it is that you do for them, and how you work with people and how they can find you.
Okay, well, they can find me through my website, themanifestinglady.com, or they can find me either on Facebook or LinkedIn as Karen Bashford. I work with women predominantly to look at their whole life, because I realized that all my pain and all my wounds started from a very young age, even before my parents were even sort of not telling me they loved me. It was started from early on. And consequently, if you don't look at the whole of life, you can't deal with all the issues that are likely to come up, whether it's health, whether it's money, whether it's relationships, whether it's even career situations. You have to deal with whole of life. And that's what I do. I work with them on the whole of their life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Let's give them the social media handles one more time.
It's Karen Bashford on LinkedIn and on Facebook.
So what's your mission? What do you want to do now for the rest of your new beginning of life and how you're helping other women transform their lives? What do you want to see happen?
I want to see women standing up and representing themselves. And in doing that, they teach their children that it's okay to be strong and to be confident and to not accept being abused or traumatized in any way, because we don't know what we don't know. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's the most important thing, that a woman is able to stand up, say no, and teach their children it's okay to say no.
That's a really big piece, because it is the children who are the leaders of our future, of where we're going. And it's the ripple effect that goes on. And it's like, now it's our responsibility to make sure that we give our children the right environment for them to thrive and for them to love.
Yes, definitely.
With high esteem and high confidence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Karen Bashford, you are an amazing, glorious woman. We appreciate you coming on the show, sharing your incredible story with us. Many good blessings to you. And we're going to hopefully see you again.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Damayanti, jewelry, clothing, and homewares. With inspiring Sanskrit messages of strength, love, and divine energy. Power words that shine a light on your soul path. Our jewelry is made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special Sanskrit mantra that speaks to your soul.
Get empowered.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited to introduce us to our next guest, Camille L. Miller. She's recognized as the pioneer of the soul professional movement. Camilla Miller is an international speaker, seasoned executive, business strategist, and Psyche K facilitator. She also is the founder and chief visionary of the Natural Life Business Partnership, a global professional organization for visionaries, CEOs, business owners, and leaders who are passionate about their purpose and wish to co-create with others that think and lead from their soul. Camille is the creator and host of the weekly podcast, Six Figure Souls. I love this, doing good and making money, which highlights soul-aligned entrepreneurs who crush the six-figure ceiling and still feel in alignment with the universe and purpose and their purpose. She also recently released her debut book called The Ultimate Guide to Creating Your Soul-Aligned Business, which hit Amazon's best-selling status in six categories, including starting a business and personal transformation and spirituality. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. So what is it that you are doing out there helping entrepreneurs crushing their financial goals?
Well, it's been 7 years ago, I created an organization, a professional organization called the Natural Life Business Partnership. And when I created it, I really wanted a safe space for people to dovetail their personal lives and their professional lives. Because so many times we shed our professional life on a Friday and we're like, and you know, we kind of take off that suit and everything else. And we live a different, more holistic lifestyle on the weekends.
Yeah.
So this organization was really a space to allow people to bring those worlds together, but really from a place of spirituality or abundance. In that sense. So it's a professional organization in the likes of the American Medical Association, the Bar Association. That's where this association is. So I'm the founder, but it's not around me.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. that sounds fabulous. So what is it that you all do? You have classes, you have meetings, you have practices.
Yeah. So it's a business and mindset incubator. So we have people from starting businesses all the way to well surpassing $1 million. And it's brands that they've created themselves. Mm-hmm. So if they're just starting, say, a coach, but we have doctors and lawyers and financial planners and CPAs, all types of conscious leaders as well. So depending on where you are in your business, we have masterminds, or we call them think tanks. And it's where you come and you celebrate your successes, but you talk about where you're stuck or where you're frustrated. So if it's not knowing how to do, you know, a client contact system, or it's, you know, how do I hire an operations person or my first CFO, you know, and every group mentors the group behind them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So it's not me teaching. So I facilitate the masterminds, but in our upper group, we call them soul leaders. We have soul leaders, soul proprietors, and soul connectors. So our soul leaders run their own micro communities. It could be in marketing, it could be in messaging, it could be in soul curiosity, it could be in food, it could be in whatever their specialty is. And then they teach that to the ones below them.
Yeah, that's really a wonderful way to get everybody involved and keep everyone involved. Now, do you all do this in person or is this online?
It's online. It started in person in 2016, but we went to a no chapter online model in 2018. Okay. On Zoom, way before then the pandemic just pushed us forward because
right.
We didn't have to adjust or pivot or do anything. So we've been global since 2019.
Good. Now, do you want to let our audience know, people that are listening to this, where they can look up information about this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's at soulprofessional.com.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, and everyone, if they're just curious about it, they can come to free meet and greets. It's a no pressure situation because they're either attracted to us or not.
Okay.
It's not a sales thing. It's just, we believe in the law of attraction and abundance. And if you want to be a part of it, you can be.
So I like that, no nonsense. So in order to be a part of the community, is there a fee?
We do have a free level membership.
Yeah.
So if they're part of the community, they can, like, if they feel attracted to the community, we do have a free level membership. Mm-hmm. And then depending on the involvement you want, there's different levels of how they can get involved. But there's stuff at the free level while people are just kind of figuring it out.
Yeah, great. And this is your baby. You are
this
the founder.
My baby.
Yeah.
I am the founder.
So how are you feeling about the stage and the phase you're in with it now? Because you said 2018, right?
2018, we went online. This is our seventh year.
Oh, it's your
started seventh? In 2016. Yeah, oh. We started in 2016. We went online in 2018, sorry. And we went international in 2019.
Okay. So you've been doing this for a while then.
Yeah, we've been doing it for a while. It was really a boutique kind of situation where everything was word of mouth. And last year we trademarked the word soul professional and really putting it out there for people to start identifying with it.
Yeah.
And this is we're in a big, big growth phase right now.
That's great. That was the question that I had. What phase are you in?
And big just growth. Yeah. It's kind of like an accelerator right now of from boutique to really global. We want to be very, very, very large.
Good.
We had to put all the systems in place though to get that going.
Right. Yeah. Because there's a lot of, you know, infrastructure that's needed for, you know, to be able to
absolutely
support all the people that are coming through at the different levels.
Absolutely.
So that's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely going to check out your community. So I'll be checking it out. I also have a KS Media group and mastermind community. So we'll be giving you all a look-see and checking it
out. Awesome.
Now tell us about your book. Tell us about your book.
I will even show you our book. It's called The Ultimate Guide to Creating Your Soul Aligned Business. It's the first of a three-part series. This was just finished. It's a collaborative work of art. So I brought everyone together, but it's really everyone telling their stories of how usually they left corporate or left some type of job, had this aha moment of, oh my gosh, this doesn't make my heart sing.
Yeah.
What is my next thing in life?
Yeah.
And it's each person's story of how they created the business that they're in. Because my goal is really to let people know that you can do it. You can do it. There's a way, and you can do it in such alignment with who you are. Like, you don't have to keep these separate lives. Your worlds can come together. You can do it, and you can make money doing it. So it's really about building wealth and alignment, because I'm a big believer that when you build wealth, that's how you impact the world.
Yeah, definitely.
You need the money to impact others. So the book is really all different types of strategies. There's 25 different strategies in there. It's really a workbook style for people that are starting to create businesses, or maybe they've created it and they want to get to that next level. So it's all about creating that dream business that's aligned with your soul.
When did you leave corporate?
Around, let me see, 2015. Yeah. So my background was really in strategic planning for nonprofits.
Okay.
And my last job, I was in organic food. And when that job was defunded, I was looking for my people.
Yeah.
Because that job allowed me to be so authentic and so who I was. I didn't have to wear the suit, right? I went curly for the first time with my hair. Right. And I didn't have to put on this facade of what people thought a professional should be.
Yeah.
I was the leader of the group, and I was able to just be me. So when I came out of that position, I was looking for my group. Like, where is my professional tribe? Who do I hang with?
Yeah.
And I couldn't really find it. So I created it.
Good. That's exactly the way to do it.
Yeah.
It was waiting for you to be created.
It was absolutely waiting for me. And now we find, because of the pandemic, that one in five Americans aren't even going back to their corporate jobs.
Yeah.
They found that what they're calling the great rethink.
Yeah.
They've rethought how they really wanted to live their lives. And it's not so in balance as they thought it might have been until we had to be home. So as people, they're calling them creative entrepreneurs, but that tends to be who I attract.
And well, the whole pandemic, you know, really was an awakening for all of us to really open up to our true alignment and our heart's desires. So, you know, call it what you will, but before then, we were just going along with business as usual. And many of us on the front lines that are the star seeds or light workers or that are have been holding the line for the Awakening Collective to come on board, that is then what ended up happening when the crack happened.
Absolutely.
And the light came in. So let's give the audience your social media handles one more time.
You can find out about us at soulprofessional.com. That's probably the best way to find everything else and all of our information. And if they're just kind of interested, they can do that. We have an international summit coming up in February that everyone all around the world can come and learn more about us too.
Oh, good.
That's in person.
Pardon?
That's in person. That's in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, good. What a great place to go do an in-person event. Savannah, Georgia, what a great place. What's the weather like during that time?
It's very comfortable, not hot. It's their off season.
Okay.
So, but you know, I'm from the Northeast, so for me, it's going to be warm and sunny.
It'll be great. For you, it'll be great.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be very, very comfortable. Uh-huh. So I'm excited about it. And part of the ticket is, we do a river cruise in the middle of one of the days.
Well, that's wonderful. Keep us informed when that takes place. We definitely want to keep our eye on you, Camilla Miller. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and inspiring us with your brilliance. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
very
you
welcome.
Everybody for listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time. Ciao.
Ciao.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.